20.
Jeremiah had lots of problems. Lord had given him some things to preach, and he didn't want to do it. It'll cause him persecution, possibly, well, it did eventually end him in jail. He said in verse 9, then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart, as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Let's bow. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we do ask this morning for your touch. Lord, we ask you to open our hearts and minds to your word, to understanding, discernment. Ask, Lord, that in a special way that you would be with all those that are out sick. There's many. Lord, I know who they are. Lord, we've been praying for them. Other prayer requests this morning. Lord, just ask that your hands be in that. Ask, Lord, in a special way to be with our country. This great nation that was once a Christian nation. Lord, we ask you to intervene in all of the happenings. But Lord, your will be done. Lord, I ask you to give me the boldness to speak what I need to, the compassion. And Lord, I thank you for it. And these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. We're going to see something here in a moment. In 1963, prayer was removed from schools. Now, it took a little bit for it to get out of all the schools, but they did get it accomplished. They took Bible readings out of schools. They're taking the Ten Commandments down. They're taking Ten Commandments out of courthouses and out front lawn. They'd like to they get it out of D.C., but they can't because it's built into most of the buildings. I love it when you see the Supreme Court. They walk in there and it's nothing but about God. And they can't get rid of it without just tearing the building down. It's the 1973. Everybody knows what that was. Roe versus Wade. And they got abortion legalized. And from there, what they called nothing, from there it went to the fact that you can have your baby aborted all the way up to the day of birth, if you would like to. And that's in the majority of the states. But, you know, they used all of this because they said that it was harmful for people if we don't go this route. And they convinced everybody. I'll use abortion mainly to start with. They used abortion and they called it the fetus because we were ignorant. We didn't know what fetus was. It's a Latin word. It actually meant baby. But they convinced us that it was just a blob. According to God's word, it's a life at conception. But they convinced everybody of it. I've even met people that claim, and I don't say they're not, to be saved, that had an abortion. Now, they do understand that. The Lord forgives. No problem with that. He will. Honestly, they've used this over a period of years. Not that many years ago, I started hearing about births underwater. Nowhere in the Bible did anybody go sit in the Jordan and have a baby. It was done in a stable, or it was done in someone's house, or whatever was convenient. many people we all know were born in a house. Many people, finally, after the years went by, they were born in hospitals. And that's not necessary. Most of you know Olivia, she didn't go to no hospital. She had her baby at the house. And it didn't cost her, what, $20,000. They convinced everybody in a real subtle way that we're animals. That's basically what they've done. They took prayer out of school and they started teaching Darwin his theory. And before long, we've all heard the saying, well, we're at the top of the food chain. Which I guess in a sense is true, seeing how bears and deer don't carry around firearms. nonetheless, it wasn't done in a joking manner, it was done in a serious manner to help us all realize that we come from a tadpole, or we come from some scum in a pond, or we come from a monkey. Listen, I've got some relatives that act like them, but they didn't come from a monkey. But honestly, they did not. Nobody did. We were God's creation. By the way, humans, and keep this in your thought, humans were the crown of God's creation. Amen. Then they come up with this idea, and I know some people that done it, that women should eat the placenta after they have a baby. They can give you a recipe for it. And some people just can't handle that, so they put it in a pill form. Well, the animals do it. Do you understand why a cow eats the placenta of after they have their calf? It's so that the coyotes and the wolves won't track them down and eat the babies. We don't have that problem because we're human beings. Some of us. But they convinced everybody that there isn't a God. The majority of the young people these days, these guys are an exception. All of these guys, they're an exception. The ones that go to school here are an exception to the world. Because they don't know what. They convinced everybody, very subtle, that this is just man writing. But they've been pretty good at it. You gotta hand it to them. He's done a good job. I really do. I've heard of crooks and thieves and stuff over the years, and they got away with what they did, and I've read some of the articles, and I'm like, you know, I gotta hand it to them. That was pretty good thinking. They pulled it off. It didn't make it right. And it don't make it right what Satan's done, but he's good. So now we've got a real problem. I want you to understand something. I'm not here to embarrass anybody. I'm not here to make anybody mad. I have fought with this message for weeks and weeks. And the Lord has laid it on my heart. The reason why I read Jeremiah 20, verse 9, because it's been like a fire inside of me, and I have to do it. Because I believe it is for our own good, and may just be for the children, seeing how the children today just about outnumber the adults. Amen. And let me hit on that. If you're sick, I get it. Brother Larry, by the way, pray with him. Brother Larry, Sister Deb, his sister, Kelly and Paul, they're all in the same house. And by the way, they're all sick, and ain't no joke, they're sick. I went over there and picked the bulletins up. Oh my gosh. They're contaminated too. But I told Brother Larry, I said, it's common sense. If you're sick, you stay at home. You're running fever, you stay at home, you're contagious. When you get on some medicine and the fever breaks and all, that's called common sense. We've always had it, but somehow or another, common sense got flushed down the flipping toilet. It really did. I'm talking to gone. And in short order, it did not take long. As I was saying, I don't do this to embarrass anybody, to make anybody mad, or to upset folks. If you get upset, you'll get over it. Talk to God about it. God laid it on my heart. I don't have a choice but to preach it. I really wish I was at the stadium down there in Las Vegas preaching this. I'm recording it, and more than likely we'll put it on Facebook, although it'll probably get taken down pretty quick. They might even come get me. And so be it. I got something waiting for them. We won't go into that. But it boils down to, it's a sermon that needed to be preached a long time ago, but it has taken time to put together things. And I've done a lot of research, and the Lord laid this on my heart. You see, I've researched. I've allowed science to prove things. Trusted the science. Let me explain something to you. That's all I've been hearing over the past 2 years. Trust the science. Trust the science. You better be trusting the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The science is lying to you.
Amen.
I've allowed the government to prove what they tell me. I don't trust the government no further than not to pick up my pickup truck and throw it. They haven't. Science hasn't. Doctors haven't. The government haven't. And nobody else has proved to me all of this garbage that you're shoving down our throats. Do you know what was in the news this morning on Fox News on my phone? I did not take a picture of it. I wish I had, because I went back and looked for it and can't find it now. They have asked the Republican governor in Salt Lake City to bring out the National Guard and to go house to house and keep people that are unvaccinated in their home. In Australia, they will put you in camps. Seriously. In Canada, borders is... You got to be vaccinated. You can't go out the house. My son was in Washington a few weeks ago. You can't walk into a restaurant without showing your stinking rabies card. Listen, people, we got problems.
Amen.
We really do. Now, like I said, I've allowed the science to prove itself. It hasn't. I've allowed the government to prove itself. It hasn't. All I see now is fear controlling, unfortunately, believers.
Amen.
I understand the loss. They're in darkness. I get that. I do not understand believers. Basically, what we're seeing now is people totally drop church all over the country. We see churches closing all over the country. We've got people that are not here today. Why? Because they're sick. No. They walked by somebody that was sick. Well, bless God. I went to Walmart a couple of days ago, went to Smith's a couple of days ago. There was some guy in there coughing his poor brains out and sneezing and sounded horrible. I should have stayed home. Or better yet, I could go fish and be by myself. If you're sick, I mean, we got entire congregations that are going along with it. We've got pastors. I know pastors that have went along with all of this stuff that's going on. Trust me, we're going to get to the message. We ain't got there yet. Is there a sickness out there that's different from a lot of sicknesses, honestly? I'm going to be up front with you. It is. I've had it. called COVID. Now they call it, do you know what we call a lynx? Everybody know what a lynx is? It's a souped-up bobcat. They are bad news. They're real. You don't want to mess with one. They got little pointy ears. That's basically what we've got. They're just a souped-up bobcat. We've got a souped-up flu. And it's biological warfare they have turned it loose on America for the last 2 years, and they keep turning it loose every time they've got something on their agenda that they want done. Do you know now you can buy an Omicron mask? The Omicron is the runny nose. We need to wake up. You see, I believe this message today that I'm preaching, that I honestly, I have tried to keep from preaching. And the Lord won't let it. I believe it's a warning from the Almighty God, and we as believers better take heed to the warning.
Amen.
Because we've got serious issues. Now, I know a lot of people are wondering what we're going to do with the screen. Well, that screen wouldn't look at once it was. But no, I'm kidding. Here we go. Thank you. Do you think? And I don't know if you can totally read it. The psychology of mass. During operative condition and training, soldiers, we have learned that if an enemy combatant looks different than the other, then the soldier, it's 40% easier for that soldier to not feel things like empathy, compassion, fear, etc. If the combatant has a face covering, it's 60% on average more difficult to connect with a person. This has nothing to do with killing, training. It's just the way the human brains work. So over a long period of time, 1 to 5 years, we've already covered two, by the way, masks will alter our ways of viewing each other in a biological sense. He goes on to say, well, I can't find it now. Hang on. Yeah, here we go. If I'm getting rid of all this extra stuff that comes up here, quit that. He goes on to say, my son's generation, if everyone continues to wear face coverings, will be, on average, 50% more prone to violence. Is, do we have violence in America today more so than we did 4 years ago? It got nothing to do with the president, by the way. There's a reason behind it when you're looking at it. 50% less empathetic, and it will dehumanize their fears by 50%. As Lieutenant Colonel David Grossman explains his psychology in his book on killing, I don't see anyone talking about what masks do to our mental health.
That's right.
I want you to look at that. During slavery, slaves were forced to wear masks as to symbolically mark them as not having a voice and to be owned and under the control of another person. Years ago, long before Islam, Arab discovered that forcing people to cover their nose and mouths broke their will and individuality and depersonalized them. It made them submissive. That's why they later imposed on every woman the mandatory use of a fabric over her face. The Islam turned it into the woman's symbol of submission to Allah, the man owner of the harem and the king. Modern psychology explains without a face, we don't exist as independent beings. Face coverings, masks, are not ancient tools are ancient tools used to break people down psychologically. This is the beginning of deleting individuality. He who does not know his history is certainly condemned to repeat it.
That's right.
Don't panic, the whole message ain't on that. You see, we're becoming a world of zombies. We're becoming a world of mannequins. Put it plainly, we're just dummies. It's amazing to me. What brought this on? My daughter mentioned it a while back, dehumanizing human beings. Satan is dehumanizing the crown of God's creation. You see, he started way back there. As we went along, it got more serious. It went in to get prayer and God away from families. You can add it in there. How many of you have ever had the possibility of getting arrested because you whipped your child? I have. You see, all of that added in. They took the total control of all of those things. All of a sudden we had socialism. Or socialist workers. Social workers. That's what they are, socialism. We had them, and then it went into law. And they even said, well, you can't teach your own kid. Who in the flip teaches them how to walk and talk? The parent does. You can teach your own kid all the way through the entire 12 years. They want to learn. They're going to learn between the ages of 1 and 5 the most they'll ever get. Now you know why they want your kid in kindergarten. Why they want them in diaper school, or whatever you call it. Because they want to reshape them, they want to train them their way. Why do you think they put all these liberals in places like Yale and Harvard? It took them a period of about 50 or 60 years, maybe a little more, but they got it done. We've got an entire society of idiots. And that ain't no joke. As I said, we're becoming a world of zombies, mannequins. I was in a store the other day, and I'm walking along with my wife, and there's a mannequin. It's got all the body parts that a woman would have, but it don't have a face. I told her, I said, you see that right there? I said, that's dehumanizing people. Oh, we can't put a face on it because, well, it's a racist if it's black, white, brown. That ain't what it's about. It's about dehumanizing you so that you can do away with babies easier. It's about dehumanizing you so you can do away with the elderly easier. It's not hard to get rid of an animal. I've done it. I've shot horses. I've shot dogs. It's not a big issue. I've shot lots of deer and elk. It ain't a big issue to sit there and put them in your sight and pull the trigger. Oh, well, I ate it. But you see, they want to dehumanize human beings so all of this comes around easier and you pay attention to what they're telling you because they know what's best for you. You see, we know the masks don't work. We really do.
Amen.
How many of you in here had COVID? Just about everybody in here. How many of us wore masks? Do they work? No, they don't work. The vaccine's going to get rid of COVID. They lied to you. If I had a polio vaccine once, and then twice, and then three times, and I still got polio, wouldn't I be able to ask them a question? Why is this not working? But if you ask the question, why the vaccine? Do you know you can go to jail for that? It's against the law to question the vaccine. Listen, people, we got problems. You see, the only answer is we are following the world system. Go to where this all began. Go to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. I'm going to tell you, I am not out to hurt people. I am not out to embarrass anybody. I am telling you what God's laid on my heart. And the truth of the matter is, I don't see it any other way. 2 John, 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, love the Father not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life. It is not excuse me. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it is of the world. The world passeth away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. Or if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction with the Holy Ghost, Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. Now, I'm going to go back over again. Listen, we have fallen for Satan's lies. We are following the world system. Honestly, there's no other way for me to say it. I'll explain that in a minute. First off, I want to tell you something. You've been corn swaddled. You know what corn swaddled is? Somebody flat out lied to you and convinced you that all of this crap works. It don't. Look around. How many is out of church today? Look around. It's funny how all of a sudden it's all going good. And then they decide, oh, guess what? We need to try it out again. Let's shut school down. Do you know that schools here in town ain't going to school again? You know why? Omicron! Which they even said wasn't as bad as the other. And it wasn't. I've had them all. I probably had the vector virus and the delta virus and the mega virus. And all the rest of them. Does it kill people? Yep. Does the flu kill people? Yep. Does pneumonia kill people? Yep. Does driving to Walmart kill people? Yes. But we all still go to Walmart, Smith, Costco, to the mall. But we allow our government, and I understand, to have control of us. We followed what they said. You see, we've been corn swabbing. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, Because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
That's right.
Sadly, I myself, one of them, it's affected everybody in here. It's affected everybody that'll see this video. It's affected everybody that listens to sermon audio and will hear this message. It's affected all of us. Every Christian and every lost person has been affected. They've been cornswoggled by this old garbage. I told you I've got pastor friends that have been cornswoggled by this mess. Sadly, Christians, they're not being sober. They're not being vigilant. We've stuck our head in the sand like it don't even... We just pretend it isn't real. We went right along with what the masses do. We fell in the same trap as the lost do. That's sad. We study the Bible and we go to church and we are Christians and we pray, but we fell in the same trap that the lost did. Why? Because we don't want to rock the boat, or we don't want to be different, or we don't want to get in trouble. You see, when all this mess first took place, good Lord, I'd come home from being somewhere, and I have a mask on. And I'd come home from being somewhere, and I'd walk in the house, and it's a fog of lights off. Had to get my shoes sprayed, had to change clothes, we washed them. I fell for it, we didn't know. Then all of a sudden they told us, oh, about 800,000 or so will be dead by Easter. And I told her, I said, somebody's full of a lot of BS. That's called manure in the South. They call it dung in the Bible. I told her, I said, there's no possible way. I even figured it out real quick. I said, something like 20,000 people are going to have to die every day. Went on by, just a handful. Then I got the notice that all the hospitals are full. Every one of them just running over. People all in gurneys up and down. Do you know what they're doing? Go to the hospital at night and see how many lights are off. They shut the floors off, and yes, they're full because they fired all the decent people. And they ain't got enough people to take. I've got a daughter-in-law, I've got a really good friend, I've got kids that I knew in Sunday school that are RNs now, and they all will tell you the same thing. The hospitals are not overrun with people, they're understaffed. My daughter-in-law, you can only take care of four patients per nurse. Guess what? They fired all of them. Now, we're overrun with sick people. And do you realize the majority of sick people, they don't even know what's wrong with them? And it ain't COVID? You go into the hospital with a heart problem, and they write down COVID. And if you die, you can go down as you die from COVID. They've got to come in their agenda. I wish we could trust our government. I really do. I wish we could trust our doctors. You can't. They had to create the frontline doctors to give us the medicine that will cure you. India used ivermectin, and guess what? India doesn't have a COVID problem, but you won't find that out on the news. Israel shut down the vaccine. Killing people. By then, it was France did the same thing. They don't even know what's wrong with them. People, we got some serious issues. You see, what we need to be doing is relying on the Lord for our guidance. Not science. Right. Not the government.
Right.
They're lying to you. You see, to be totally honest, there comes a time that we must go against man's laws.
Amen.
We really must. Because of what you're doing to people in this world. They're dehumanizing these people. See, these masks, as I've shown you, they're dehumanizing humans. People. And honestly, we should be no part of it. You know, I walk through the grocery store and I don't even see them. Hardly any people anymore. It's already affecting me. You can't see their smiles. You can't tell if they're mad at you. They covered it all up, and it's all for a bad purpose. It's to dehumanize you so they can control your life. If you had the vaccine, live with it. I don't care if you have it or not. But you'd be stupid to go get another one. You see, it's these same vaccines that are causing all kind of issues. They really are. But see, you've been told not to ask about it. You've been told not to question it. And all it's doing, all this is a precursor to when the Antichrist stepped on this earth and he says, you gotta have a mark. You know, I used to wonder. I really did. I used to wonder, how in the world is the Antichrist going to manage to get everybody on the face of this earth, or the majority of them, to take the mark? I used to wonder, how is he going to pull that off? You ever thought that? I don't even think about it anymore. I understand how.
Yep.
He's good at what he does. You see, people are like sheep. When you read the Bible, it'll tell you you're like sheep. And they just follow along blindly. Eat sheep. That's the truth. What we ought to be doing is follow the shepherd.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, when you look at our text that we read, John is telling us to abstain from associating with people. He's not telling us to abstain from associating with people or not to enjoy the world. We're supposed to associate with people. How else are you going to tell them about Jesus? They can't see your happy face no more, and most of them can't hear you. I had a lady the other day ask me 4 times the question. I finally said, pull your mask down, I might can understand it.
That's right.
And she said, well, what about the book? And I understood her. And I said, well, I get it. I went and bought some needle and syringe. I used to pay $1.
Max
one. Well, I bought two. I said, I'm gonna buy two. I said, how much? 65 cents. I said, what? She said, I said, man, that went up. I said, well, just give me one. I mean, I ain't even do that. She said, you're cheap. And I said, I ain't paying $65 for that. She said, I said 65 cents. I said, oh, I didn't mean. You felt like an idiot. She said, I really thought you were that kind of a cheap person. I said, well, not quite. I said, my wife might agree. I said, but. You see, John's not telling us to quit associating with people or to quit getting out and enjoying the world. He's telling us there is a system and we should not, must not get entangled in it.
Right.
It's lies, it's deceits. We don't need to get entangled in it. We don't need to get into gains that you can gain from it. Do you know how much money they've made off of this stuff? Billions. Billions they've made off of vaccines. Billions they've made off of masks. You know who all behind all this crap? People like Bill Gates. I'll tell you what he thinks of humans, it ain't very high. You see, we need to wake up. We are children of light.
dark. John stressed the point that we read about Antichrist, and that we're in the last times, and that there's many Antichrists in the world today, and there are many of them, and we're not to fall for their lies. Well, I want you to think about this. All of it, Dr. Fauci, I'll use him, and some of our other leaders. How much they talk about Jesus? Pretty much zilch. They're Antichrist. And we're following them. Some of our doctors, our scientists, do they believe in Christ? Nah. Most of them don't even believe in God. Most of them believe in Darwin and that you're on the top of the food chain, bless your heart. Unless you get old, then you're on the bottom of the food chain, I think. You see, they don't talk about him openly. They don't tell you to depend on him. Very few of them, any. Here's a news flash. They're Antichrist. That's exactly what they are. And here's the sad part. Believers have followed them pretty much to the letter. That's sad. You see, we shouldn't be falling for their fine-sounding arguments. Oh, they argue the point. And I fell for it until I started seeing the truth. Somebody mentioned Lori, mentioned to me yesterday. Driving down the road, she expected to just see people falling over dead. I did too. I figured I'd go to the grocery store, there wouldn't be nobody there because they all died. That was a lie. Do the studies yourself, you can look it all up. You see, John told us between 18 and 23 of these verses what a true believer in Christ has. Look at verse 20 of 1 John chapter 2. First off, ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. Think about that. We've got an unction from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit tells us, He tries to open our eyes. We need to open our eyes, people. It's ridiculous. He said, I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth. We know the truth. But because ye know it, and that no lies of the truth. Look at verse 23. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. Do you know of any doctors that really don't believe in Jesus? I'd say the majority of them. The majority of our government officials running this country don't talk about Jesus. Oh, I'm Catholic. And I put a lash on my head every now and then. That's the biggest cult in the world. They don't believe in Jesus. They believe in their Mother Mary and their Mother of Guadalupe. And they worship their stupid little idols that are dumb. And they want us to be dumb. They want us to be mannequins. They want us to be zombies. They want us to be playing down dumb. Folks, we need to be reading the Bible. We need to be studying the Bible. And we need to be following the shepherd, not science.
Amen.
Because they're alive.
Amen.
Let's stand. This is God in every
right there.